Proclamation number 7780, dated the December 24, 1960. The light descended to Earth. The world was held in bondage. You should understand that no one who stayed on Earth, no one who lived in Lucifer Cutaxant's world which sheltered the fallen beings, was able to release himself from Satan Cutaxant's bondage. He kept everyone shackled and would never ever have released them either, for he was devoid of all love. He was purely motivated by hatred and opposition to me, who is eternal love itself and from whom he, too, had originated. The world was held in bondage, and therefore I myself descended to Earth in order to sever these fetters, to break the chains, to help the fallen beings ascend again, in order to deliver people from his power. My descent to Earth was an act of greatest compassion, for this wretched state was people Cutaxant's own fault, since they once followed him voluntarily. They existed in darkness, and not even the smallest light would have been accepted by these fallen beings had I not taken pity on them and ignited a light in them, in order to show them the path which leads to me, back to their father, whom they had once voluntarily left. This is why the light itself came into the world. The eternal light embodied itself in an infant in order to take the path as a human being on this earth, and the infant Jesus became my outer shell. I veiled myself of the human form in order to accomplish the act of salvation, in order to defeat my adversary in an open battle and to wrest those souls from him who had the will and the desire to return to me. I paid the purchase price for these souls. I sacrificed my life on the cross. I bought them from my adversary with my blood. Thus I started the earthly path as a human being with the birth of the boy child Jesus, which already started in an unusual way because this human being called Jesus had to fulfill an unusual mission, to serve me myself as a shell, because the sinful human race would have been unable to endure me in my abundance of light, and thus the Cutaxant light of eternity Cutaxant had to enshroud itself. Nevertheless, exceptional light shone from the infant Jesus already, yet only visible to those whose loving way of life enabled them to endure the light and who therefore were permitted to come close to me, for I knew who possessed this inner maturity and drew the few people to me, who thus paid homage to me as an infant like their king, for their clear souls recognized me and prayed to me. My birth took place in seclusion, for the abundance of spirit which permeated the infant Jesus at his birth caused the most miraculous happenings, and thus a few people were able to recognize that the announcements of many prophets were coming true, who had predicted the Messiah who was to bring salvation to people in dire need. Those who still believed in a God and whose hearts were willing to love expectantly yearned for their Messiah, and their hopes were fulfilled when I was born. But they were unaware of the fact that I myself had descended to Earth. They were unaware that their God and Creator laid in the manger before them, although they were seized by sacred awe and felt drawn to the infant in the manger with their whole being. For my love shone forth to them from this infant and touched their hearts. And this was the start of my mission of giving love and of thereby awakening people Cutaxant's love in return. I took the life as a human being upon myself. I conformed to all laws of nature. I consciously traveled an earthly path whose goal had been the suffering and dying on the cross. And although the spirit within me occasionally broke through and expressed itself, I was nevertheless no more advantaged than other people, for I had to overcome the pestering of everything which was unspiritual in exactly the same way as is your task, for I wanted to exemplify for your life as it complied with the Father Cutaxant's will, who is within me. Roman 1:2. had to shape and spiritualize my corporeal body such that the eternal love was able to take abode in it. And my way of life constantly offered me the opportunity for that. After all, I lived my life as an acute accent human being acute accent because all of you humans were meant to follow my example by preparing your human body as a vessel for the divine spirit, just as I had to do and did during my early years and during the years before my actual teaching activity. And the Father took abode in the man Jesus, who shaped himself such that he served me as a dwelling place, so that Roman 1, therefore, as Jesus the man, was acute accent full of the Holy Spirit acute accent, so that I taught and performed miracles because the Father himself was within me. Every person can achieve this if he only is of good will to serve the Divine Spirit as a vessel into which it can flow, and then every person will also be able to release himself from the adversary acute accent s bondage. For as soon as he has entered into unity with me in Jesus Christ, I myself will loosen the chains and set him free. For I lived on earth in order to redeem humanity. I brought people the light so that they will find and indeed be able to cover the path which leads back to me, back into the Father acute accent's house. Amen.